her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked.
We got another surprise in store for folks. The bottom of the hour today. Hold on to that little one for a bit.
I mean, no offense to our guy who's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Not as cool. He's not as cool as Bango. And I think he would agree that he's not as cool as Bango.
Who is, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a short list.
As cool as Bango?
Yeah. All I can see is your chin.
Bernie Brewer?
Can you see the thing? There we go. All I could see was your chin.
Bango just wants to say, I'm not a deer. I'm a real boy.
I don't know what to do with that, Joshy. What do I do with that?
No, there's nothing to be done with it. Move on. Transition.
You laugh and just try to move on.
Let's be done with it, shall we? So the Packers are really doing their homework on wide receivers, guys. You know, when we have done these polls asking people, and I know you guys were talking about this, maybe on Weekly Wager, Joshy. I know Ben Brust was talking about it on KBN. You can bet at Potawatomi on what position you think the Packers are going to take with their first pick. And I'll probably lay a little wager down on that tonight. I haven't decided which direction I'm going to go. But I'll tell you, I was not thinking wide receiver. I was not. Until I started to see all of the due diligence that the Packers are doing on wide receivers, right? Like, there have been a number of guys. Gabe, do you have the list there, the complete list of wide receivers who the Packers have brought in for visits?
So there are five wide receivers they have brought in. Tet McMillan is the latest out of Arizona. Previously on that list, Matthew Golden out of Texas, Emeka Abuka out of Ohio State, Isaiah Bond, who went to Texas, also went to Alabama, and then Ty Felton, who's, I mean, Ty Felton's going to be a later round pick out of Maryland. So they've brought in five wide receivers, but I guess when I look at this list, I think they are doing their due diligence, but it's like, okay, well, if Tet or Matthew Golden slip, then we'll take them. Other than that, it kind of seems like they're doing work on second or third round guys, or even for in Ty Felton's case, potentially even later than that, like a fourth round wide receiver.
So your suggestion is don't be fooled by the number of wide receivers that they have brought in for these official workouts, because some of the guys, just with the way these mock drafts are shaking out, just with the way the talent evaluation has shaken out. Did I say shaken out again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good grief. What is going on with this?
Do you have like a protein shake this morning? Or
no, you're right. You're right. But I feel like I've said it a lot today. I'm going to try to pivot to another phrase. If this is the way that it goes.
Nailed it.
Yeah, but Gabe, how don't you know that he might consider trading up to get Golden
or McMillan?
Because everything we know about Goody says he wants more picks and not less. And yeah, they don't have an abundance of picks. You know, if they had an abundance of picks, if he had an extra second rounder, I could potentially see that. But the only extra pick they have is a seventh rounder, which isn't going to get you very far in the early stages of the draft. But
Goody knows there's a lot of pressure on him. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
No, pressure. I would not agree with that.
You don't think he knows that there's pressure?
No.
Wait, hold on. Is there pressure?
I have no idea. He doesn't think there is, because he said
there was
urgency for everybody else, basically except for him.
Right, but what if this is a indication that he recognizes that the urgency extends to him as well, and he recognizes that the wide receiver core needs a high impact player, and you only get those high impact players in the first round. I'm not saying I believe all of those things. I'm saying, what if that's his thought process going into next Thursday?
He obviously doesn't believe that. Otherwise, you would have taken a wide receiver previously.
Well, then he might get fired.
Then he might get fired, and
that might be his downfall, because he's unable to pivot because he's stubborn like you, Gabe.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah,
hey,
I've seen it happen. No. If he's not willing to recognize that, hey, maybe I do need a number one receiver, and I need to spend some capital on a number one receiver.
But the problem is, Drew, they have so many. They honestly, for a team that was in the playoffs a year ago, have some pretty pressing needs at the top of the draft where they need people to step in and contribute. And again, I think if somebody falls to him there, that's why they're doing their due diligence on Tet, on Golden. Yeah, I think that's a possibility. But based on who they've brought in, kind of seems more likely that they would go defensive tackle or edge rush.
I mean, at this point, they've brought in every first-round wide receiver aside from Luther Burden.
Yes.
So to me, it's more than just due diligence. It's showing a serious interest in the potential at 23 for one of them being there.
Now, you could also argue that he is sly like a fox and he brings all these guys in. So when they don't take him, he can say, board just didn't fall the way that we wanted it to fall, you know. But we were looking. We did all. What's the phrase that they always use with the Green Bay Packers? They were.
They're taking the best player available.
No. They were in the conversation or they were in the running. What
in
are
the
they
mix?
Always? In the mix. They were in the mix, but.
But also they've brought in Shamar Stewart. They've brought in Mykel Williams out of Georgia. They've brought in James Pierce, all who are edge rushers that are going to be potentially first-round guys. Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss, a first-round defensive tackle. So they've brought in a few wide receivers that could be available to them at 23, but they've also brought in quite a few edge rushers that could be available to them at 23.
I just feel like the way that they are attacking this chew by bringing all of these guys in is an indication. They're not in the business of wasting their time. I think it is an indication that they're thinking wide receiver. And then, Gabe, you might think that I'm being foolish by that. You're saying,
if one of them falls, I think correct. I think if one of those two guys, if Tet or Golden falls to them, I think they would be really interested. If they fall. Because Tet is like the prototypical, like, high-end type of receiver that Goody always goes after in terms of the size, in terms of the speed.
At the end of the day, don't you still believe that this is an offensive-driven league? Or no?
Yeah, but the most important position on defense, as we've seen, the reason the Eagles, Chew, were able to win last year, the offense was great. But the reason that they won the Super Bowl is because they could create pressure with four and create havoc on the other team's quarterback who's the best in the league. Like, that's why they won the Super Bowl.
I still think they still win with a lesser defense. I mean, they put up how many points? 40?
Yeah, but they had a pick six in there because the defense was consistently able to get after.
Think about how poorly
the best quarterback in the game played. Think about how bad Patrick Mahomes looked because he got happy feet because his offensive line was just letting that front four be able to do whatever they wanted.
So right now, if you were looking at Pottawatomie, and Joshy, you said you have the numbers there, right? What do we have for each position? And I'm curious, Gabe, if you would feel confident putting $100 down on what you're saying is a defensive player. What are the odds right now?
Defensive line and edge is +120. Cornerback is +175. Offensive line +500. Wide receiver +700. And then it shoots all the way up to +3,000 for linebacker, safety, tight end, and up.
I mean, at this point, hoping for a first-round wide receiver, I feel like Linus waiting for the great pumpkin. It ain't happening. All right?
If he drafts an old lineman, my head might explode. It is not going to be a fun Friday. I'll tell you that right now.
Put your money down on an edge
rusher. I'm going to tell you that
rusher.
Right now. It will not be a fun Friday if he drafts an offensive lineman.
You're going to have fun.
I may lose my mind.
You'll have fun doing that, though. Might not be fun for the rest of us, but you're going to have fun.
Well, Josh, you better get his finger, his bleep finger ready.
I'll be at the draft. You can't make me press anything.
Bleep.
So
finger.
I got Will. So I got Will.
I think it might be Ashy.
Oh boy.
Oh, it just threw up in my mouth. Sorry.
More disappointing, the fact that Ashy's going to be running the show next Friday, or if Brian Gutekunst takes an offensive lineman.
I just don't think that it makes sense to bring all of these guys in if you aren't at least seriously considering that position with a top pick. And Gabe, to your point, maybe it is, instead of 23, what is it, 54? What do they have second round?
54.
54. Maybe it is for 54. But I think that there's assurances right now that you're going to see a wide receiver with one of those first two picks.
Oh, I agree. I just think it's the second round pick.
I can almost guarantee, like, the thing is, 54, none of those guys are going to be there.
Correct.
That they've had in, besides Bond, who's now probably a seventh round pick based on him turning himself in for an assault charge.
Do we want to win the Super Bowl next year or no? Do we?
We certainly do.
Okay.
I don't think,
just checking.
But honestly, Chew, even if they draft Tet McMillan, I don't know if that makes him a Super Bowl contender.
Honestly, though, that makes me salivate. Like, thinking about Tet McMillan running out there with that offense and the threat that he would be. Again, I know that the speed is a concern, or maybe not a concern, but that's like, it's like the one knock on this guy is like that he doesn't have the top end speed. But from a matchup standpoint, he would give defenses fits. And I think he opens everything up, too, for the rest of the receivers, right? And the rest of the pass catchers.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the rookie receivers last year, a handful of them had big years.
Oh, huge years.
A lot of catches.
Huge years.
You know? So that's what they need. That's what they need. If they draft a guy in the second round, the receiver group's going to be, unless they've drastically improved with Wicks and Dobbs and Reed, they're going to be the same team. They're going to be the same kind of team.
And look, maybe they don't maybe they don't draft a wide receiver with the first or second pick if Christian Watson doesn't get injured, right? Maybe Goody has no interest in doing so, but when that happened, it feels like it amplified, it upped the urgency at that position, Gabe. And yeah. I don't think you can get away with still just hoping these guys develop into a number one.
But again, you got to... At the same time, you don't know what the future of Dobbs. Everybody seems to assume that Dobbs isn't going to be a Packer beyond this year because he's going to be a free agent. Same thing with Christian Watson. You have no idea what that future is. So I think he would have gone with a relatively high pick at wide receiver anyway to backfill the position because you don't want to be in this position next year where you're like, well, the only two receivers we really trust are also going to be free agents soon and Wicks and Reed. So now we have to draft a wide receiver. I think they would want to have somebody kind of starting to grow within that group starting this year.
And then, Jen, I don't know if you heard Jason yesterday on the show. He said he doesn't expect Watson back till November. November.
Yeah, which is reasonable. Dude got hurt in January.
Yeah, for an injury to happen so late in the season.
Yeah.
I think there's one big takeaway, though, that we can have based on the pre-draft visits and the effort they're putting into wide receiver is the wide receiver by committee, wide receiver one by committee thing, there's a tried experiment and they've determined it failed. And they determined that's not the approach.
I don't know about that.
I do.
I don't.
Because you're not bringing in guys who are projected to be potential top 15 picks and not viewing that as a place where, like, you're giving up your best draft assets or considering doing it at the very least. To me, that is meaningful change in approach.
No. The only meaningful thing in change of approach would be to actually draft one. If they just bring these guys in and just decide, no, we're not going to take one of them.
Yeah, yeah. If
you don't go out in one of those first two picks and grab one, then no, nothing's changed.
It's the same exact thing like you said about free agency. Either the guy's there or they're not. Either you have the right person to take at that position or they're not. And putting effort towards it would clearly tell you their approach needs to change and they view it as such.
Well, but, if you want to talk about effort, they've brought in more edge rushers and defensive tackles.
But I think, you know what you can look at is year to year, how much emphasis at this specific position. And this year feels different. It feels like they are looking at bringing more wide receivers in because they recognize it is a need. And because, like you said, if the board breaks their way, there might be an opportunity for them to get a real steal/deal at that position, at that mark.
Again, maybe they get lucky and McMillan or Golden's available. Gabe, I just don't think, if McMillan and Golden aren't available at 23, they're not going to draft a first-round wide receiver.
Gabe has to pivot. Let's not forget the article by Bill Huber we talked about last week. His drafts suck. They're in the bottom. So you want to just continue as normal? You have to pivot. If you're a good GM, you pivot. You'd be like, you know what? Ain't working for me. I got to change it up.
But Gabe, I think the point that Joshy is making is if those guys aren't available, and that's what you're saying, you don't reach for one.
Correct.
You don't try to make one of these quote unquote lesser guys the guy just because you find yourself in this desperation state.
But I mean, there is going to be somebody available, I think, that can help you in the second round. And I know a lot of people like Ibuka. I feel like that's kind of a reach at 23 at this point. But it's McMillan or Golden. If they're there at 23, fine. If not, they're going pass rusher.
And you're sure that they won't move up? You're certain? It feels like you feel very strongly
I feel pretty strong they won't.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what in Brian Gutekunst's history suggests that he wouldn't do that? Like, here's the thing. Like, to give up, to move up in the draft, you're giving up that second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And we all agree they have more needs than just beyond wide receiver.
Correct.
And they have needs that they probably need to continue to address to be a better team. I don't think he's given up that second round pick to go chase a wide receiver when you've got an equally large hole at pass rush.
Any chance they give up another wide receiver and package another wide receiver for that pick? Any chance a player gets tucked in there?
I don't think that they have a wide
Dobbs
receiver.
With his concussion issues, no one's going to roll the dice.
They don't have a wide receiver that has the same value as a second round pick. They don't
feet
have
feet and head scare GMs the most when it comes to acquiring players.
Which is fair.
Just is. And the neck, obviously.
But if you were to trade like any one of the four wide receivers they have, you're not getting a second round pick in return.
I think you could for Jaden Reed. But they're not trading Jaden Reed.
I don't think you're getting a second round pick for Jaden Reed. He was a second round pick, and now he's 2 years into his career. I don't think you're getting a second round.
I think he's better than that. If you look at like how everybody does the redrafts and where they value players, he would be considered like a first round.
For the 45th best receiver in the league, you can get a second round
pick.
Yeah,
but then you're cutting off your nose to spite your face because any offense that's successful, I want Jaden Reed in.
Yes.
So yes, I would not be dealing Jaden Reed. I was just wondering if you guys had thoughts of anybody else being packaged. The only thing I will say is this, because we got to get to break. The only thing I will say is, if Brian Gutekunst is quote unquote evolving as a general manager, and we see him saying, I've made mistakes at this position specifically, I need to amend my process, maybe part of amending the process is him moving up. You guys feel very strongly that he won't because he hasn't. And I'm saying if he sees that what he has been doing hasn't been working, maybe he does a full rebrand. Again, it's probably more wishful thinking on my part because I really, really, really like Tet McMillan.
They just got no. If he goes like 11-12, like he's gonna have to fall to the mid teens to have any chance.
Yeah, I will agree with that. There's a number.
What did they jump up for Jordan Love? What was that?
That was a couple like spots,
right? Like yeah, I could see that because that at that point you're like that's a third round pick.
Yes,
and to move up like 2-3 spots, that's the only real potential.
Yeah,
is
but
where
what
they
did
view
you say?
They view a wide receiver needy team at a certain spot. And they go, we're going to go one ahead of them, and we're going to pay a third-round pick plus whatever.
I should take a look at these mock drafts, though, too, and just see what other teams people have been mocking McMillan to.
Yeah. So the Packers moved up from 30 to 26 with a fourth-round pick.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I would say.
Yeah, but what did
that's
you
the
say,
only real potential.
What did you say Goody's, hey, I want as many picks as possible, isn't working? It's not working.
I mean, the past two have been pretty good drafts.
You want more, but Chewy, to give up early picks when you have these holes that you do. So
Gabe,
you just want
you
so
say?
Because
Gabe,
I guarantee Chewy, I guarantee the when we get to the or late summer and camp is rolling around, you're going to be sitting there bitching and moaning about how bad the pass rush is and how he did nothing to address it.
Gabe, you said teams that win have superstars.
They do.
You know where most of the superstars are? In the front end of the draft. Okay.
Yeah, and they got Chewy. They don't have anything to move up to the front end.
No, but I'm saying like
they got nothing
18,
they can do.
17, 18, 19, they can do it.
19 maybe. Like, because again, now you're talking about a fourth or a third.
You know who was last year's 23rd pick?
I do.
Brian Thomas Jr. That'd be nice right now.
That would be nice.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know who's taking 23rd in 2016?
Who's that?
Now I'm blanking. I was shocked because I saw this list that he's still in the league. The receiver that the Vikings took, Laquon Treadwell.
Yeah.
Somehow still kicking around.
Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was also the 23rd pick once upon a time.
Yeah.
So you can, the gamut runs from a guy who has 100 career catches to a guy who caught 100 balls last year.
Andrew in the 608 says, throw in Jair on it for a trade on draft day.
But then you're going to have to give up more. Like, Jair's not sweetening the deal. You're going to have to give more so somebody takes him.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. You can download it today for your chance at an all-inclusive private tailgating experience during day 3 of the draft in Green Bay. Open up the ESPN Wisconsin app, check out the contest tab, and register for your chance to win. You can find all of our content now on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get a barnacle?
I just assumed, when I said wait, did you just assume it was just a suggestion?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Finding money in your house can be a lot easier than you think because at Great Midwest Bank, they have a simple approach to turning your home's value into cash with their locally serviced home equity loans. And since they take the time to really get to know you, your loan, or your line of credit, it's a fast, easy way to pay for what you want. Like a boat or new appliances. Maybe you could build a pool. Maybe you need a new furnace. Whatever it is that you need cash for, it's just a few clicks away. Great Midwest Bank. Experience your state of banquility. If you're not watching on the YouTube stream, Bango has joined us in the studio, or at least a Bango stand-in behind Gabe Neitzel, as the Bucks get ready to face the Pacers in their first round of the NBA playoffs. I was driving in this morning, guys. I saw a big banner hanging from the Milwaukee Public Market. It says, Fear the Deer. That's kind of cool. I love how amped this city gets for playoff basketball. But yesterday there was some news, guys, about Dame Lillard, and it seems like while he is progressing, Dame Lillard is not going to be ready for the first action for the Bucks. And I know, Gabe, when this was first announced that Dame was dealing with this injury, you were very upset about it. You said it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel any differently now after what you've seen from the Bucks without Dame Lillard, the infusion of this younger talent, the way that they have kind of fallen into their roles? Are you any more confident about the Bucks' ability to win the series against the Pacers?
Oh, I think they can win the series with the Pacers because they've got Giannis. Like last year, they didn't have Giannis. They'll have the best player on the floor at all times in the series against the Pacers. It's going up against those other teams where they need Dame. And my hope, based on everything, and again, it's still a hope, because it would be remarkable if Dame could play at all. When you consider some of the other players and how long they sat out with a blood clot. Victor Wembanyama missed the rest of the season. You think about Chris Bosh, who had to retire because of reoccurring blood clot issues. So for him to be able to even play at all would be remarkable. This news wasn't that shocking to me. I wasn't expecting Dame to be available in the opening round. I thought best case scenario, he could be available for the second round. But even that is still, at this point, I think wishful thinking.
Was trading Middleton the right move?
I mean, would I have rather...
Looking back, was it the right move?
I mean, Kyle Kuzma hasn't been... Outside of the 20 points he scored in a meaningless game on Sunday in the first quarter... He has been a good defensive piece, but he has not added much offensively to what the Bucks want to do.
So it sounds like you're saying they would be better off right now with Chris.
I would feel better about, especially with what Dame brings offensively, I would feel better about late game situations, no Dame, I've got the ball in Chris Middleton's hands. Like, I would feel better about that.
You couldn't have asked for anything more from this team with the way they ended the season.
Oh, no.
I mean, just remarkable. It's a lot like the conversations we're having about the Brewers when they're able to rattle off wins, given the injuries that they're dealing with. Like, Dame was always supposed to be, I don't want to say the straw, but a straw that stirred the drink on a playoff push for this team, on a playoff run for this team. Obviously, Giannis is number one with a bullet. No one is arguing that. But it was supposed to be this tandem. It was supposed to be the duo. And when he went out... Man, it started to feel like wheels are falling off. It's not going to happen. And maybe that still is the way that it is, you know, if they don't make a deep playoff run. But I have been so impressed with the way that this team kind of rallied together over the last few weeks of the season. And of course, Giannis was a big reason why. But I'm feeling more optimistic about the Bucks' ability to make a run after what I have seen and the way that these guys have taken on their roles and stepped in and filled in around Giannis, that they could really surprise some people.
Yeah, look,
who would they wind up playing next game? Probably, I know.
Cleveland.
Because
they're in the 5-4, so they would get the number one seed, which would be Cleveland. But it's Cleveland or Boston, right? And honestly, I'm fine with that. I'd rather avoid Boston for as long as I possibly can because Boston's the better team.
Okay.
How are you feeling, Chu? Think they can make a run?
For me, I mean, under the belief that Dame probably will not be back for a while, I would be happy with them winning one series. Like, if they beat Indiana for what they had and losing Dame, I would be like, okay. That's okay. The question is, what do you do next year? What do you do? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know there's going to be all the talk, well, Giannis is going to leave and blah, blah, blah. I don't think that happened.
He already started.
Man, that has been...
Yeah, but that's every year. I think it's just noise.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he's going anywhere.
I certainly hope that's the case. Giannis was here in the Good Karma Brands studios recently. We'll get to that as the show rolls on. We do have to take a break. We have a special guest coming up. We told you about it at the beginning of the hour. Special guest coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It is Dame Time on season 4 of the Behind the Bucks podcast presented by Gallagher. Explore Bucks superstar Damian Lillard's unlikely journey from a two-star high school prospect to a top 75 player in NBA history. The series, which is narrated by senior NBA insider Chris Haynes, reveals exclusive details of Dame's trade to the Bucks, experience with the team, and you can find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. They're your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Special guest coming up right after this.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp. And now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Special guest in studio with us now on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It is our friend Justin McCoy from Cousin Subs. And as much as we like having you here, Justin, and we do, I want to be clear, Bango came by earlier. Where do you think you fall on the power rankings of Bango and Justin?
Well, if I'm to go based on the segment I was listening to on the way down here, I heard we can't go up anywhere the rest of the show from Bango and Adam Schefter. I'm like, well, should I just turn around and go back to Lake Country or what?
Well, but you bribe us with food. So,
I do.
I mean, Bango just left like cardboard cutout of himself. You bring us delicious cousin subs.
He doesn't even talk.
I mean, I'm definitely putting myself third on that totem pole. So don't worry. I did laugh a little bit.
Well, until you start doing flips off of ladders and dunking the ball. Yeah,
very true.
Yeah.
Well,
very
true. Also Gabe at one point asked if Bango was taller than Adam Schefter. I think you got them both. If I'm being honest, you can stand
next to
them.
I win the height game in that one.
Yeah,
there you go. So now you're atop the power rankings. Justin here to talk about all of the cool things going on at Cousins Subs. And where would you like to start? I see a giant sandwich sitting here in front of me. Should we start with the giant party sub, Justin?
We certainly can. So we brought back the party sub for, you know, specific events like the NFL draft and hopefully an upcoming Bucks playoff run. So really excited that they're back. We have three different flavors. We have the ham and provolone. Actually, four. Three. Ham and provolone turkey club. Four. I keep going back and forth. It's a morning already. Ham and provolone turkey, Italian special and club. But we're doing something special for the playoffs and for the NFL draft. We've now added that you can get a party chip and a dozen cookies for $4.99 with that. So you can get your side items. You can get your dessert for your party. And the party sub itself is only $39.99. So, you know, catering's not a cheap deal these days.
Correct.
And we feel that this is a great opportunity for you to feed those at your NFL draft party, your playoff party.
And it sounds like you guys will have a food truck at the NFL draft.
We are. Wow. So that's breaking news. So we will have the food truck at the bar on Holmgren Way. And then in addition to that, we're actually going to have a special sub that we're only going to serve at the two Green Bay locations and at the food truck called the Italian Blitz.
Okay. Tell me more.
So think our Italian special sub, but add pepperoni, ham, mayo, and hot pepper relish.
Ooh.
That's my new go-to, Justin, is the Italian.
You would like the Italian Blitz, too. It's okay, delicious. A lot of people don't know about our hot pepper relish. I think we've talked about it in the past. It's a hidden gem side item. So we wanted to feature it on a sub. It's a great little spice.
I don't know, buddy. You've been married for a couple decades. I would think that the go-to has been the Italian for you. No?
Yeah, I should put a pepper relish on her and see where that goes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Justin.
They're a family company, too.
This is the Bango voice a little while ago. I don't know what's going on here.
Justin, who do you want the Packers? What position do you want to see them draft with the first pick?
Best player available between an edge rusher, defensive tackle, and wide receiver.
All right, fair.
I think at that position in the draft, that's the way it's going to go. I'd be shocked if they trade up, unless it's just a couple spots. But with not having multiple picks in any round after the first round, I'd be really surprised. I also agree that packaging Jair is not. I mean, maybe they get a mid-round pick for Jair. Maybe they squeeze that out of somebody. But I just don't see it happening. So I expect them to pretty much stand pat.
Yeah, it kind of seems like if they drafted an offensive lineman, because that's something that Tausch has been saying, well, maybe this happens. How would you be able to talk yourself into an offensive lineman because we're Packer fans, or would you be upset with that?
No. Well, and I think...
Wait, I don't even know what you're saying no to.
No, I would not be able to talk myself into that. I would be upset because, you know, I think they address that in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I think Jordan Morgan's going to come back. I mean, he should be back healthy. And I mean, he had got himself in the starting lineup last year before he got hurt. So, I mean, I think they should be solid there. So I would not want to see that.
Justin McCoy hanging out with us here in the studio and talking Cousin Subs and all things NFL draft, where they will be. Look for their food truck, which you said will be where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the bar on Holmgren Way.
2001 Holmgren Way, if you want to put that into the old GPS. All right, so we're all focused on the draft right now, but Summerfest right around the corner. And you guys are always, it's such a great pairing, such a good partnership that you guys have with Summerfest. What are some of the exclusive promotions that you guys are doing for Summerfest?
Yeah, so right now we just kicked off our Summerfest ticket giveaway. So basically, if you go online and you order $30 or more, you get a coupon code for a free weekday Summerfest ticket. You literally can do that daily, all the way through April 30th. So great way to get free tickets to Summerfest. In addition to that, in a few weeks, we'll have the big gig giveaway kicking off. And that'll give fans an opportunity to enter to win, to choose their favorite amphitheater show that they would like to go to. So we basically do it in order. We draw them, you know, so the first one gets first pick and then goes on down the line. So that one will be coming up. But it's always nice to be talking Summerfest.
Why don't you guys make that easier to say?
Big what? Gig giveaway.
Yeah, that's exactly yeah. Big gig giveaway.
Yeah, internally called BGG.
have you guys started?
Have they released the lineup yet or no?
They have.
Yes.
Oh, they have. Okay. I have to check that out.
Send you a link.
Have you guys started developing the new special sub for Summerfest this year? Because, again, I don't know if I've ever seen Chewy react to the one you guys had a couple years ago.
Yeah. You know, so there's a thing called creative marketing. We may have rebranded that sub for the draft, and you might see it come to Summerfest.
Amazing.
You know, we had already developed it, and we were thinking, why not take it up to the draft? It will be a different iteration at Summerfest called the Italian Stallion.
Ooh.
So okay. It will be the same sub. We just, you know, we wanted to do something a little draft theme for all the people coming in from out of town. But we had put the time into it. We loved the sub. We thought it was a great sub for up there.
It was fantastic. Chew, you remember.
Oh, the fried bologna. Which the Cheeto fried hot Cheetos.
Yeah, the Flaming Hot Cheetos one is Chewy's favorite. I mean, maybe you could bring it back and just call it the Chewy. I don't know.
Maybe.
They do it down here because I think sub shops down here are trying to copy what you guys do. But they use the wrong chips. I mean, I love the crunch, but there's something about the Flamin' Hot Cheeto and you're marrying it with all those different flavors. It's like, that makes it outstanding. Because I tried getting one down here. I'm like, this sucks. It's terrible.
It's not Cousin Subs, you know? Chew.
Of course, it hasn't convinced you to come back any earlier, has it?
Well, I was just gonna ask Justin, are you ready for the lake? I'm ready to come back. I'm not going to lie.
I am ready for the lake. I was just telling Gabe and Jen that I was down in Key West last weekend.
I'm going on Friday.
I heard
Angie's birthday.
I heard that.
But don't you two need to figure out some arrangement? Don't you two need to, you know, talk about if you see each other on the lake, what you're allowed to talk about on the radio, what you're not allowed to talk about on the radio?
This isn't to see something, say something.
Hold on. Me and Justin know that Sunday fun day is our day.
It is a good day.
Yeah, and now everyone who listens to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy knows.
However, Chew seems to tell stories about Justin on Sunday fun days.
Because it's so fun.
It is. It's
great. Look at how red Justin is getting.
Red Justin, the GB charity softball giveaway. What do we got going on with the softball game this year?
Yeah, so very excited about that. So we're teaming up again with Donald Driver and actually Jordan Love. Jordan Love took over the softball game last year from Donald Driver. And now through May 9th, fans can enter to win that softball game at cousinsubs.com/GB softball. And then that event is going to be at the end of May up at Fox City Stadium where the Timber Rattlers play. So the way the format's going to go now with Jordan taking over the game is that it'll be offense versus defense. Jordan's really the face, and Donald will be doing guest appearances. But it's a VIP giveaway. If you win, you get the opportunity to come there, get to meet Donald, get to meet Jordan Love, get, you know, VIP seats, treatment, the whole deal. So it's a really cool event. If you've never been up there, it's a cool park. It's always a lot of fun. The players are very interactive with the crowd. So it's usually a really great time. So
Whoa. Maybe you said this, Justin, because I'm looking at the list here you guys have written down. It says 2 VIP tickets, access to the meet and greet. You said that. Complimentary food and drinks. But it's also free Cousin subs for a year.
Yeah, we can't discount that.
That does sweeten the deal just yes. a little bit. Again, all that other stuff is really cool, but you're still getting free subs for a year. And speaking of, you guys do this sweepstakes every single year. We team up with you guys for the free subs for a year. You can sign up at cousinsubs.com/free subs. Who is the big winner of the free subs for a year sweepstakes?
Our winner today is Judy Johnson from Franklin.
Congratulations, Judy Johnson. You're the big winner of the free subs for a year sweepstakes. Cousin Subs has received more than 47,000 entries from guests looking to satisfy their local cravings all year long. If you want to get in on that action, visit cousinsubs.com/free subs. You're going to be up at the NFL draft, obviously representing Cousins, but also just taking it in. As a lifelong Packers fan, how cool is it to have the draft in Green Bay? People get the opportunity to visit Lambeau Field and soak in all the pageantry of that great event.
It's been a bucket list item for me, and to actually have it in Lambeau Field and then see all of the fans from 31 other NFL teams come to Green Bay, for Green Bay to have the opportunity to shine, you know, the community to be highlighted the way it's going to be, I think it's just going to be awesome. I think it's going to be chaotic as well. I was actually looking at, you know, how the streets are shut down, and I was thinking about the whole north side of the stadium, the way it's shut down. I mean, really, there's no other, like, east-west cross street on the north side, so it's just all neighborhood. So I am interested to see how the flow and everyone gets in and whatnot, what goes on with that. But I'm really excited about it, just excited to really walk around and just be a part of the whole thing. I'm fortunate enough to have friends who live up there, so we're going to be staying with them, and we're going to be there the whole time and get in some golf and dinners and NFL draft, and it's going to just be a fun boys' weekend. So,
are you going to make sure you're by the stage when they announce the pick on Thursday?
First round for sure. Yeah, we talked first round for sure. I think Friday we'll try to be over there too, and at least for the second round. And then after that, I'll probably just be wandering. <Who knows? laughs> Probably end up wandering over by the Tundra Trio at some point, you know, and just different areas, go check out our food truck and just different things like that. But yeah, just really excited for it.
Well, you know, if you and your buddies are all decked out in Packers gear and maybe there's a cheese head or two in the mix, I know some people at ESPN who could put you on television. So you and your guys want to be that Packers reaction to the pick, we might be able to pull some strings.
Well, first round we will be in Packer gear for sure. So I'm sure my guys would love that.
I'm sure they would. All right, Justin, we really appreciate you hanging out with us. Justin McCoy from Cousins Subs, always a pleasure, always brings us the goodies and has you guys informed about what is going on with Cousins in the weeks ahead. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Take a break. Roll on right after this.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
You've heard me talk about mentality a lot here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and how they can help men feel and perform at their very best. But they also want to help out in the community because mentality has a motto: leave no man behind. A friend of Mentality suffered an unthinkable nightmare in January when his teenage daughter was paralyzed after a horrible accident. And Mentality wants to help this family, and they're asking you to pitch in as well. Please consider stopping by Mentality for a fundraising event this Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Wauwatosa, 2323 North Mayfair Road. It's right on the right off of North and Mayfair there. Very easy to find. Stop by for 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. We're going to have silent auctions, 50-50 raffle, food trucks, and free men's health screenings. 100% of the money raised is going to be going to purchase an action track chair for this family. So again, it's all taking place this Friday at Mentality's office in Tosa, 2323 North Mayfair Road. It's going on from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Help out if you can.
Good stuff there, Gabe. And I recall, after listening yesterday, that you are doing the MacFund charity fundraising again this year. Mm-hmm. And there is a way that people can get the information sent directly to their phone. Just remind folks of what that is again.
Just text GOLF, G-O-L-F, to 800-990-3776. The link will be sent right to you. And again, if you donate $25 or more, that'll get you entered into a drawing for pizza for a year from our friends at Palermo's, along with a pizza oven.
We got to come up with some stuff because Josh's got the tattoo and there's got to be some other stuff. You know, like...
What, you want to get a tattoo of Homer?
If we raise X number of money, Jen will shave her head. You know, something Ooh. Like that. And that's not for for sure. I'm just putting it out there as a, if it gains enough traction, maybe we could do it.
I mean, that would have to be a pretty high price, right? I mean, you're
absolutely
on television.
It's like when you ran the,
yeah,
half marathon,
the half marathon.
You were like,
yeah,
I'm going to put a number out there that there's no chance we're ever going to reach.
I did 13.1, you know, because it's 13.1 miles. Yes. So, you know, we got over $13,000 that year. But myself, Greg Matzik, Stephen Watson, all combining for that as well. If you're interested in a driver, hey, head out to X Golf in Brookfield. Donate $20 out there. That'll get you entered into a raffle for a new TaylorMade driver.
I just bought a glove yesterday. Can you believe it?
A glove? Ooh.
I got a glove. My hand was killing me. I got some calluses there. Yeah. And the other thing is you can't wear your wedding rings, huh?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
The way I've been gripping the club.
Sure.
Chu, do you wear your wedding ring when you get to the golf course?
Yeah, but I don't wear a glove. I think gloves are the biggest ripoff known to man.
Oh, my hand was killing me. Because I'm working on
really?
All the things, right? I'm working on the wrist flexion and keeping the wrist straight. And like, so, yes, I was having a heck of a time out there yesterday at the old X-Golf in Mequon.
Did you get the swearing down? Because you seem to me like there might be a...
Who are you talking to?
When things go awry, what? You don't know that people swear on the golf course after shots?
I swear on the radio.
Well, I know, but
I yes.
want to make sure it's translating over
to
golf.
I just want you to know the cursing is not an issue, okay? Of all the things I need to perfect on the golf course, the cursing came with me. I'm good with that.
Able to translate. That translated over to the game very easily,
right,
very seamlessly.
Gabe, do you have anger on the golf course?
Yeah, of course. Everybody does.
I mean, club throw, break.
I mean, not club throw. Like, you start throwing clubs. Yeah, like,
especially because you spend so much money on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the perfect point where I'm not good enough to actually get mad. I can get bothered,
yeah,
but it's just like, hey, I missed another shot. Go figure. Yeah. Let's go hit a better one.
Hey, you call yourself, call yourself a dip peep and you move on.
Yeah. Well, why'd you swing like that, you idiot?
Yeah, exactly.
You,
go hit
you move 30
See,
feet forward.
And that's
Joshy's
going to
swear at the Joshy's going to swear at the drink cart. Where the hell is the drink girl? What is going on here?
You need a solid rotation. You got to be coming back every three or so holes there.
Yeah.
Get
little
you
aiming juice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know. Dario said, you know, when you're out on the course, you're going to have a pop or two. It's going to change everything. I said, well, then I'm not having any pops. I'm trying to keep things as consistent as possible.
The pops can go either way.
Yeah. Oh,
you
can
pass your golf best round ever, and you're like, maybe this is the plan. And then you have another.
Then you start having too good of a time.
Yeah.
Next thing you know,
you just start kicking the ball, throwing it.
Well, I got a couple of clubs, guys, where kicking it would go further right now, okay? Wanted to go to our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exterior poll of the day. What will the Green Bay Packers end up doing with Jaire Alexander? Trade him, cut him, keep him. Gabe, your vote was four.
Cut him.
Chew, your vote was four.
Cut him.
Joshy, your vote was four.
Cut him.
That's what everybody else is saying as well. 42% of people are saying it is time to cut Jaire. 22% of people are saying they should trade him or they should try to trade him. I think they are trying to trade him. And 36% of people say they will ultimately keep him. Go ahead and get your vote in. It'll expire tomorrow. I'm sure we'll still be talking about Jaire tomorrow because it doesn't seem like that is going to resolve itself anytime soon. If you missed Adam Schefter on the show, you can find it on the Wisconsin ESPN Wisconsin app. That's where you can find all of our content, including Wildy and Touch, which is next on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.